In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you given everything to Jesus? Have you trusted Him without boundaries? Today we talk about the counting of the cost. I tell you, salvation is free, but it costs us giving our complete lives to Jesus. Totally, completely, and forever. You see, it's not that we're into a Jesus movement that comes and goes. We're into life or death. And Jesus came that we might have life. Trusting in God without boundaries. Now, if you cannot do that, you ask for the grace to do it. Lord, give me the grace to trust you without boundaries. Give me the grace to trust you completely without boundaries. And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said to them, "If any man comes to me and doesn't hate his father or his mother or his wife or his children or his relatives or his sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Jesus is not saying we need to hate. He's saying, as compared to the love that we have for him, that love for other people will be diminished. Because he tells us to love one another as he has loved us. But that he is the one that we are to love with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind. Without borders, we need to be trusting. Let's continue. "And whoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." I'm going to tell you what your cross is. It's you. It's you with all the brokenness and all the hurt and all the pain that you experience that he wants to heal. If we do not bear ourselves and bring it to Jesus, we will not be with Jesus. I am the cross in my life. I have experienced rejection and pain and sadness and everything else that other people experience, that I have to continue to preach the gospel. Oh yes, I believe that God heals, and I need his healing. But you see, we need to give ourselves to him unreservedly. This is not a Jesus phase. This is a Jesus life. Oh, I know people that said, you know, I went through my Jesus phase. I said, what phase are you in now? Hell? When you give up Jesus, you give up heaven. If when you give up heaven, you go to hell. This is real. This is real because Jesus came that we might live. He died on the cross so that we, you and I, might live. And the weakest of the weak can follow Jesus without boundaries. That's real. That's real because he is worthy to be trusted. Our Lord is worthy to be trusted. And then he goes on to the 28th verse of the 14th chapter. "For which of you intending to build a tower doesn't sit down first and counts the cost, whether he has sufficient money to finish it? Lest happily, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that bold it began to mock him," he will be able to be mocked. I'm telling you this. There's a cost in following Jesus. There's a cost, and the cost is that every breath that we take is in praise of Him. Every eye that sees the outside or the inside is all for Him. He asks us to continue to give our life to Him without boundaries. And you know what? It takes grace. Oh, yes. The grace of God, which is absolutely real. The grace of God. You need the grace of God right now to give your whole self to Jesus forever. I need the grace of God to give my whole self to Jesus forever. Oh, yes. The grace of God is what's needed. And He will give us that grace if we want to follow Him unreservedly. Then Jesus said, "This man began to build and was not able to finish, and he would be mocked." We just don't want to walk with Jesus in the first phase of Christianity, where we're jumping around, and it's always good to jump around, even if we're in the last phase of our life. But when the balloons are not there, and you need to give yourself to Him, and everything seems to be going wrong, that's when you give yourself to Him. That's when you love Him more than your mother and your father and your sister and your brother. I'm telling you, God wants it all. But He gives us the grace to give it to Him. I need that grace, and you need that grace. And then it goes on, what king going to make war against another king doesn't sit down first and consults whether he be able to, with 10,000 men, to meet him that come against him with 20,000 men? So he's counting the cost. Can I defeat the man with 20,000 men? I only have 10,000 men. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he send his ambassador and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever he be of you that forsakes not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Everything that I have belongs to Jesus by the grace of God. Everything I am belongs to Jesus. Oh, when I'm feeling it, when I don't feel it. I want to be sold out to Jesus. I want to be sold out to Jesus. What about you? What about me? Sold out to Jesus without boundaries. Salt is good, but if salt loses its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear that God wants it all. He wants it all. And He gives us the grace to give it to Him all. You see, this whole thing about tithing, how can I give myself to Jesus totally if I don't give Him at least 10% of what I have? You see, it's a joke. It's a joke. Yes, giving 10% of what I have. I have so exceeded that because the Lord tells me He wants more. And I do it. I do it by the grace of God. Because this is God's work. This is God's time. And I want to do everything for Jesus. Everything without boundaries. Now, sometimes I do have boundaries. When I'm feeling weak and feeling sad, I kind of go into myself and say, I want to just be quiet for a little while. And I don't want Jesus to do anything in me now. I just want to be. But then I have to wake up and say, you know what? I can't live like this. I gave my life to Jesus in 1968. I have to give myself to Jesus in 2016. Yes. December 14th. To give myself totally to Jesus today without boundaries. That takes grace. And the grace of God will work in you and for you if you want to do it. Maybe you're afraid to do it because you think you'll get sick. No. That's somebody else telling you that. You won't get sick. You'll be healed. The Lord knows how much He loves you. The Lord knows that He has plans for you. The Lord knows that it is time for you to quit being in the water up to your ankles. It is time for you to be in the water over your head, the water of life. It is time for us to say, "Yes, Lord, pull out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch," as He said to Peter that day. We want to live in the deep because that's where the miracles happen. We want to live without boundaries because that's where the miracles happen. Chapter 15. Then drew near unto Him all the publicans and sinners to hear Him. I tell you, Jesus is not going to be liked because He's got all these publicans and sinners coming around Him, and they want to hear what He has to say. And they not only want to hear what He has to say, they want a touch from Him. Now the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." I'm going to tell you this, my friends. He still eats with sinners at the Eucharist. Oh yes, we've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. But you know what? No one who goes to the Eucharist is perfect. No, that's why we have the penance at the beginning. We confess our sins to the Lord at the beginning of Mass. It's time for us to say, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." Oh yes, the scribes and the Pharisees saw that Jesus ate with sinners and publicans, and they thought that was evil. But where are the people that God wants? He wants the people in the bar room. He wants the people. Whenever I go to have something to eat and the bar is filled, I pray, "God, send them to AA. Send them to AA, at least the ones that need it. Send them to AA. Because if they're drinking at 12 o'clock in the afternoon or 1:30, I tell you, who wants to see them when they go home? They're going to be literally out of their minds. Oh yes, maybe you are a drinker. You see, I can drink a glass of wine and not want more. I cannot have a glass of wine and say, "You know what, I don't need it." Now, it's different with Cheez-Its. Now, you know, I've told you, Cheez-Its and potato chips, my downfall. It's very hard for me to say no to the Cheez-Its. I don't buy them. I don't buy them. And then there's another kind that's supposed to look like them. They're not the same. They're not. Oh, I love Cheez-Its. You know what? I don't want to love Cheez-Its more than I love Jesus. I remember going to the Holy Land, but to Hawaii. And I went to visit the Pearl Harbor incident. And I remember going on the boat and coming out of the boat. And I never saw the tour master give us the tour. Little did I know, I just walked in and out. So I waited for my friends who were with me. It was Ryan and Eric. And I sat down in a place eating Cheez-Its. Oh yes, it's eating Cheez-Its. I was in my glory eating Cheez-Its. But you know what? I don't buy them because I don't need them. I don't need them. I don't need them. Let's continue. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? You know what? I'm going to tell you. You are the lost sheep that he found. I am the lost sheep that he found. The best thing about being lost is being found. That's the best thing. Being found by the Lord. That's the best thing about being lost. Most people that are lost don't even know they're lost. Oh yes, they don't know they're lost. You want to know why? Because they're living in the dark. and they don't allow themselves to see the sin that is in them. Or they say, you know what, I'm better off than the people across the street. We are not supposed to measure ourselves with the people across the street. We are supposed to measure ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is pure, 100%, who is infinitely in love with you. So, he finds the lost sheep, and when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, and he rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Hallelujah. I say unto you likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons who have no need of repentance. Jesus is saying this tongue-in-cheek, because there's not 99 that's going to have no need of repentance. We all need repentance. We all need to turn around 180 degrees and forsake our sins and cover us with the blood. That's why we have confession. That's why we have confession. Cover us with the blood and to make us pure again. There are not 99 righteous people apart from the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, the Pharisees and Sadducees thought they were righteous. They did religion to the nines, and they're wonderful. But their religion was not after the lost. Their religion was after people like themselves. Oh yes, the lost need to be found. They're that sheep that Jesus puts on his shoulders. Aren't you glad you were one of them? Aren't you glad I was one of them? Oh yes. Oh yes. I'm so glad that in 1968, he found me. Oh, I loved him all my life, but he found me in 1968. And he told me I could be in the deepest mud hole, but he'd always be there to pull me out. He told me that. And every once in a while when I'm in a mud hole, emotionally or whatever, I say, you promised. You promised, Father. You promised. Let's continue. What woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her neighbors and her friends together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Let's just look at this for a second. This is so interesting. One piece of silver found. You see, the Bible says we need to rejoice. We just finished Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. How many of us rejoiced? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. How many of us said, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, praise to you, Jesus Christ. This is Rejoice Sunday. We need to rejoice. We don't need to be long-faced. We need to rejoice because the Lord is near. He's coming again in glory, and he's coming at his infancy. Oh, yes, it was Rejoice Sunday. And what was the color of the Advent wreath that we lit the candle? Pink, no longer purple, because we're saying, rejoice, rejoice, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. I tell you, it takes some strength to rejoice. And it makes me laugh that people can watch a football game and they can rejoice so loud, and yet they cannot rejoice in church. Isn't that funny? We say we've got to be quiet in church. Well, sometimes we need to be quiet in church, but other times it's time to rejoice. It's time to call on the name of Jesus in the midst of our problems. What are your problems today? Turn to Jesus. He's the problem solver. Oh yes, this week I have been challenged. I have been challenged this week with my own darkness, my own sinfulness. I have been challenged, and the only thing I can say is, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oh, yes, I have been challenged, like I haven't been challenged in a long time. Last week, my trust with God was not without boundaries. It has very, very big boundaries. But the Lord has shown me He wants me to have no boundaries in trusting Him. This is God at work in us. This is God at work in us. Are you one of the righteous people? Well, if you're covered with the blood, you're righteous. If you're covered with the blood, you're righteous. If you're not covered with the blood, you're not righteous. Because the blood makes us righteous. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. I've been preaching for 20 minutes. And now I want to tell you how much we need to hear from you. This ministry has gone on since 1984. Thank you, Jesus. And God has blessed it all those years. All those years, God has blessed it. And so we need to hear from people so that we can continue. I just went off the station in Idaho. And you might ask why. Because I don't ever hear from people in Idaho. We've been paying our bills. We're preaching the gospel. They'll hear what we did today. But you know what? No one responds. And our bills need to be paid, just like your bills need to be paid. You can rest assured that when you send money to In Season and Out of Season, that Father Tom doesn't get 1 cent. He is paid by the Archdiocese of Boston, because he's a priest. So, this is something that I come to you saying, we need your help. It's as simple as that. We need your help if we have to continue preaching the gospel on this station. We need your help. I just let go of Idaho. If I have to let go of more cities, and I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you, we need to pay our bills. And I know money is tight. It's with many people. Many people, money is tight. But this is the time to show faith. First, you give to your own church. You tithe to your own church. And the other is extra. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, just bless us. Go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. I also want to tell you that our prayer at the end called the Angelus is the story of the incarnation of Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is not worshiping Mary. We do not worship Mary. It is honoring Mary, who is the woman of faith, who is the woman that teaches us, do whatever He tells you to. This is the woman. This is the woman that God the Father chose from all the other women in the world to bear the Son of God, the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. And she, in her humility, said, let it be done unto me according to your word. Are you able to say to the Lord today, yes, Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. I surrender my life to you. Oh, please surrender your life to Jesus without borders, without boundaries. Oh, please give yourself to Him. He waits for you. Well, follow this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are true God and true man. I believe that you are true God and true man. Come into my life. Come into my life. Without boundaries. Without boundaries. Give me the grace to trust you. Give me the grace to trust you. I am not righteous on my own. I am not righteous on my own. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Save me by washing me with the blood. Save me by washing me with the blood. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead. Be my Lord and my Savior. Be my King. Be my friend. Be everything to me. I love you, Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You are loved with an everlasting love, and God has no boundaries on the love he has for you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.